It is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Consey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you down there in New Jersey?
It's all right. Sun's out.
Sun's out down there? Yeah. We've got a cold rain and snow mix up here, but no accumulations, just 36 degrees and rain with some snow mixed in.
Not a cloud in the sky.
I hope it's coming this way.
I hear it's leaving, so.
Okay. That's our luck. And we live in Connecticut. Well, anyway, so you've been gone for a couple of days. Your observations on what's been going on in sports?
Did you see the almost perfect game the other night?
No.
Oh, yeah, Rondon from the White Sox. One out in the ninth inning. Perfect game. Indians couldn't hit him to save their life. He threw a backdoor slider, to batter didn't move his foot, got hit in the back foot. There goes the perfect game. He got the no-hitter, but there went the perfect game. What a shame. What absolute shame that was. I felt bad for the guy.
Last batter?
He had two strikes on the guy, two strikes and one out. Then the next guy got out easy. Next two guys he got out easy to get the no-hitter.
Oh, God, that's got to be crushing for him.
Yeah, I mean, the backdoor slider hit him in the back foot. All the guy had to do was lift up his foot, and he didn't lift up his foot.
You know
that really stunk.
What's interesting when you look at pitching a perfect game, you'll always be in the Hall of Fame whether you're elected or not.
Because you get put in as a person that threw a perfect game.
That's the whole thing about and as a player, I think it's moments like that, if you're a true baseball player, that far outweigh the salary contracts.
I felt so bad for the guy. And you know, people are like, oh, he got a no-hitter. Who cares he got a no-hitter? A perfect game. Unless you pitched, you have no clue what a perfect game means. No clue.
Well, the whole thing is about a perfect game. It is a select club.
I think there's only, 13 or 14 of them?
Yeah, and it includes great pitchers and non-great pitchers. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
It's such a rare achievement.
I remember when I was a kid and Len Barker pitched one for the Indians. I was like, who's Len Barker? But he pitched the perfect game.
You know, it's like, and I like golf. I'm a golfer, right? It's like when you get a hole in one, you become part of a select club. But let me put it this way. A perfect game is probably one of the most rarest events in sports. You see golfers get holes in ones, and they're incredibly hard to get, but you see it a lot.
Put it this way. Any schmo walking down the street with a golf club can get a hole in one.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing but luck.
That's exactly
right.
You can't
say that, oh, I'm going to get a hole. It's luck. It's pure luck. A perfect game is not, there's some luck involved, but you have to be at the pinnacle of your game to pitch a perfect game.
Well, the luck that's involved is you're on your game, you're making a perfect pitch, and there are great baseball batters that even though you're making the right pitch, can still hit that pitch. That's the whole thing.
Look at what happened. He got everybody out. Everybody out. Nobody walked. He throws a backdoor slide. A guy gets hit in the foot. There goes the perfect game.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but he got the no-hitter, and he was dominant. He was changed. You know what was good about it? He was pitching old-time baseball. He was changing speeds. He was throwing 94, 95, and then he was dropping down to 80. And wow, imagine that, changing speeds and nobody could hit it.
That's what makes baseball the unique game that it is. It really does. Your greatness achieved if you throw a no-hitter, or if you're a batter that can bat over, let's say, 400 during the course of a season.
Hasn't happened in about 60 years.
I mean, you're hitting a round ball with a round bat. I mean, there's certain things in baseball that truly make baseball a game that is the talent, the hand-to-eye coordination, you name it, everything that goes into it. But a perfect game, yeah, that's too bad.
Now that we spoke about pitching, let's speak about idiots.
Yeah.
So in the Atlantic League this year, they have an experiment they want to do. They want to move the pitching rubber back another foot. So now it's no longer going to be 60 feet 6 inches. It's going to be 61 feet 6 inches.
Well, what's that experiment for?
So people can hit more.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you heard me right.
That's ridiculous.
Because they say there's too many strikeouts in baseball. Then it's not too many strikeouts in baseball because the pitching mound's 60 feet, 6 inches away. There's too many strikeouts in baseball because the batters stink. All they do is launch and lift and try to hit home runs. They don't hit for average. Point in case, the shift. Any self-respecting batter would take that shift and just hit a weak ground ball through the hole for a hit all the time. If you did that 10 times, you know how much your average would go up in a year?
Yeah.
But no, we gotta just bang our heads into the wall and try to hit the ball through the shift. That's why baseball's boring. That's why baseball strikeouts are up. Not because the pitchers have an unfair advantage, because the batters are stupid and weak.
And how come nobody can bunt anymore?
Bunt? What's that? What's a bunt? First and second, no outs. Let's go for the three-run bomb. Let's not move them over so we can score two with a single. That's why baseball stinks. Because the next three guys trying to hit that home run with two guys on and no outs, they'll strike out. Oh, strikeouts are up.
Amazing.
Boy, you can't see the forest because of the trees. How dumb are people?
It's one of those things. It's one of those things. It's crazy.
Moving the pitching mound back.
Yeah, I don't think any of our teams played last night in the National Hockey League.
Oh, yeah, they played.
They
did? The Devils got spanked by the Rangers, and the Islanders lost to Boston.
Wow. That's right. They did play yesterday. That's right. I forgot about that.
Hey, one more thing about the moving the mound back. I heard that while I was watching a Met game. So the color announcer, who's probably never picked up a baseball in his life, didn't think it was much of a big deal. And to much to my surprise, Ron Darling didn't think it was much of a big deal as a pitcher. But Keith Hernandez said it was a travesty. That's why you got to like Keith Hernandez. He calls it the way it is. It's a travesty. Well, if they make the pitching mound 61 feet, why don't they raise the basket in basketball to 14? Because I think Duncan's pretty boring. Let's get some skill out there and try to hit a shot from 20 feet.
You're right, because even if they were to raise the basketball rim to
12 feet, wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
14 feet.
With the championship players, someone like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, and stuff like that, they get the ball in the hole anyway. It doesn't matter. Their game didn't only rely on dunking and quick moves. It relied on a lot of different things.
Yeah, and I like a defensive basketball game. I don't like 145 to 132.
Yeah.
Raise the basket to 14 feet. Make the court 200 feet long.
Have to redesign all the arenas. It would be good.
That's right. We can't put people in a seat.
No, but it would be good for the economy. You'd have to rebuild all those arenas all over again.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. All right. Is there any good racing coming up this weekend?
Well, you said good. So I'll say no. There is some racing this weekend. It's a pretty lean weekend this weekend. I don't know why, but it is. The 9th at Keeneland tomorrow is the Grade 2 Elkhorn going a mile and a half. I looked at this race. There's 10 horses in it. I looked, and it's the same old horses running against each other, and you got the Lasix factor in there where you got to see who can run with it and who can run without it. The one Cross Borders run two decent races without Lasix down at Gulfstream this year, going a mile and 3/16 and a mile and a half, running third with both. Gaffleon's having a good meet as usual at Keeneland. So from the rail, I'm going to use Cross Border, but I'm going to go out on the plank here on the boat. I'm going to take the 8 horse, Fantosi Oso, to win. And my comment right next to him is, why not? This horse is a distance marathon runner from Argentina. He has run 20 times on the turf, hit the board 15 with 5 wins. But the big thing I see is that he's never run with Lasix. So if that's the way that they want to run races now, I'm going to go with the horse that's never run with Lasix and has proved himself pretty well. I'm going with the 20-1 shot, Fantosi Oso, who's a marathon expert, to win the Elkhorn tomorrow at Keeneland. So an 8 to win and an 8-1 exact to box is how I'm going in the 9th tomorrow. And at Aqueduct tomorrow, another race without Lasix. Oh, what a mess. A mile and a 16th on the turf to $100,000 Woodhaven. Anybody that's run without Lasix hasn't run good. So I'm just going out there with this. The three horse, Extra Sexy Big Daddy. Yeah, that's the name of the horse. Has speed on the poly track. Ran second in the Rushaway at Turfway Park. I'm going Turfway poly track to turf here. Caramouche is a master on the pace. This horse will have the lead. He did that race at Turfway without LASIK, so Extra Sexy Big Daddy at 10-1 is going to be my top pick in the eighth at Aqueduct tomorrow. And two horses that ran decent with LASIK, maybe one of them will run good. The 7 Sifting Sands and the 4, here's another weight one for you. Shorty, Shorty, Shorty. Yeah, that's the name of the horse. S-H-A-W-D-Y, three times. I'm going to use both of those for second. So to make it easy, I'm going with the 3 on top and the 3 with the 4-7 in an exacta box at Aqueduct tomorrow. So kind of lean weekend this weekend.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend.
We'll try. Maybe I'll find something in some league they want to make the pitchers mound 90 feet and the bases 180. We'll see what happens.
All right, Mike. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.